Pardon.
My American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
Pardon.
My American.
Global awakening to the New World Order.
Pardon. My American.
Artificial intelligence Gondrogan.
Pardon. My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir.
Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. It's Greg. What's up, Dave? How you doing, buddy?
Doing excellent.
It's good. It's good. What a week. What a week.
What a week of fake news exposure.
Yeah. Desperation, I like to say.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hysteria. Nancy Pelosi is having a meltdown. Did you watch the close-up video of her? You know when she came out and she had the explosion with Trump?
No, I hadn't watched any of that yet.
Yeah, she came out with old Chuck Schumer. And she said her comment, and then Chuck made a comment, and somebody like took that screenshot and zoomed into her face.
Yeah.
And it looked like she was going to cry. She was just like, you know, she bites her lip or whatever, her teeth are falling out or whatever. But she was like, they're like, this is the face of the Democratic Party. And she's like,
she probably needed another adrenochrome injection or something.
Yeah, man. Probably. I think she knows some stuff. Listen, there's a lot of, we can talk about this too later if you want to, but there's a lot of stuff coming out with the reports.
Yeah.
And they were saying something like 38 people had criminal deals with the Hillary Clinton emails and all that garbage. And I have a feeling she's tied in there. And I think she's pretty nervous. And this is why she's having these little eruptions. Who wags their finger at the president, for Christ's sakes, man? That bony ass finger, dude. Just
shame on you.
Yeah, dude. This is absolutely ridiculous, man. But, you know, that's the party. That's the Democratic Party for you.
Well, I think that's all they have to do is, or that's all they can do right now is make a scene.
They got nothing.
I mean, so the week started out with ABC. So essentially last week, right?
I think it was last week.
We talked about Trump pulling kids out of Syria.
Yep.
Or not kids, but troops out of Syria. Sorry, I said kids because I thought kids were coming into there. But Trump pulled the troops out of Syria and everyone was making a big stink out of it.
Yep.
And then come to find on Monday, I believe, you have ABC and Good Morning America showing a video of what they are portraying as Syria getting blown up.
Yeah.
But the Kurds getting destroyed, families getting destroyed by bombs. And
yeah, I think the headline was like Syria bombing the Kurds at the border.
Yeah. and then someone in Kentucky goes, Well, God damn it, that looks like our gun show that we had just the other weekend. That doesn't look like Syria. That looks like downtown the road.
Yep.
And so they basically matched up the videos, right?
Side by side.
And you see, you panorama view, you pull back a little bit, and you actually have an audience there.
Yeah, and there's a guy yelling, yeehaw. I just knew that it wasn't fucking Syria. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, they get caught red-handed, and then they have to come out and retract and say, yeah, we're sorry, we didn't mean
it. I want to know, how the hell does this happen, though? How does this happen? There's no fact-checkers. There's no fact-checkers. There's nobody actually, there can't be anybody at this, you know, NBC, MSNBC, there's nobody actually going like, is this video real?
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, grab that video, put it up. Nobody, yeah, do it. Just put it up there. We'll retract it at 6 a.m, no problem. Like, you know?
But so with the Syria stuff or with the Syria fake video, how many other videos have they faked?
Every video.
You know what I'm saying? Like back in the Iraq War.
Yeah.
Back in Iraq War II.
Well, do you remember vaguely? I'd have to look at this, but there was a period of time during the Gulf War.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if it was MSNBC or who it was. It might have been CNN, to be honest with you. But there was like a guy who said he was on the ground at the war, and he was like, they had palm trees and shit. Yeah. And he had a helmet on.
Yes.
And he was like, there's gunfire everywhere and there's sound effects. And then there's a second video came out years later.
Yeah.
And it was a secondary camera and he was on a set.
Oh, no.
In the studio with like palm trees that he got from Lowe's or something. You know, it was all fake. It was all fake.
Home Depot, okay? Sorry,
it was probably Home Depot, yeah. I'm a Lowe's fan, personally. But but the truth, what I'm saying is they've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
You remember the gal in the boat? That was a more recent one a couple years ago.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, she was in the boat when the flood, right?
Yeah.
And then she's like, she's rolling down the street. She's like, the water's so deep. And then there's people beside her walking by.
Two dudes just stroll right past her, it's looking at her. What are you doing in that boat?
We shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
The difference between now, though, and what's happened before.
Yeah.
Is that a boat on, you know, with a flood, that's not hurting anybody.
Exactly.
This, when you're putting videos up of this kind of stuff, this is actually damaging, not only to the president, if you wanted to look at it that way, but it makes people believe that there's war going on, and that is not a flood.
Well, it makes them support the war. It gives them a reason to say, yeah, we need to go do something about this.
Or it tells them, like, the president blew it by not keeping troops there.
Exactly.
It's a narrative that they set, and they were trying to prove with that video, and it's not good for people, so.
Yeah. So that was the main fake, or one of the main fake news
multiple
stuff that I found. Yeah. And then the big one was Project Veritas coming out about exposing CNN.
Yeah,
did you see any of that?
I did watch it.
And so, I mean, not that it's nothing that we've already known. Like, we know.
It was evidence of what stuff we already knew about.
Yeah, it just further concluded or backed our suspicions, so to speak.
Yeah, there was nothing criminal. I want to make sure that I state that. I didn't see anything, like, criminal. I would say that it proves to me that they were, I mean, they're very biased. And it also shows that there are reporters and journalists who don't want to do that.
No. Yeah.
I mean, more than enough people were like, I just want to be able to write my own shit and, well, not have somebody tell me that I can't.
But you
know,
so you had supervisors, you had managers, you had media coordinators all just saying, you know, these 9 a.m. meetings, they're bullshit. Yeah. I haven't listened to one in 15 years.
Yeah.
It has become the anti-Trump network, and that is all they care about.
Yep.
I remember back in the day when we used to do stories, we used to actually go onto the scene and report real news.
Yeah, they're not on the ground anymore.
They're not reporting real news.
No, they're not. Which is, you know, it's funny because I think that's the reason why they hate so much on the, like, YouTubers and the Tim Pools, the Steven Crowders, because those guys are actually going to colleges. They're actually going to the grounds. They're going to events, you know.
Well, that's why people listen to those guys.
That's
too.
That's true. That's why they listen to them.
Yeah.
And that's why their audiences are growing so much in the past 5, 7, 8 years, you know. But the news hates them. And if you can see article after article about how if you follow Tim Pool, you know,
he's like a conservative racist.
You know, but they're not doing the job anymore. That's ultimately what it is. Everything is an agenda. There's no, you know, there's no getting on the ground and following these stories. You know, it's pretty obvious. And this, and that video from Veritas shows it, you know.
Well, yeah.
And there's also a black guy who said he hopes Trump dies soon.
That's what I was saying. Like, you had one of the director, not a director level, but you actually have these guys saying, well, you know, like, I hate Trump, and the only way to get him out is if he dies.
Hopefully soon.
And all this, dude.
Well, you know, here's my thing. Here's my thing. To end it on that kind of subject is, this guy didn't know he was being filmed. Okay.
That's true.
And I gotta be unbiased in this situation and say, like, hey, we all say things in private. You know what I mean? It clearly wasn't a threat or anything like that. So he has the right to his opinion. I hope he doesn't die soon. I'm hoping he lives till he's 100 and his son runs and he's in the office still.
Yeah, grandpa. You know?
Yeah, that's my thing.
Grandpa,
so,
how do I run the country?
Yeah.
I'll show you. But I was just actually noticing the increase of anti-Trump. You know what I mean? They're not the increase of anti-Trump, but there's an increase of the let's kill Trump rhetoric going on.
Yeah.
I mean, you had who just tweeted out something. There was a guy who they tweeted it out and they had to delete it. Tom Arnold.
He's a piece of shit anyways, though.
But then in New York, they had like this humongous mural.
Yeah.
Like of a woman choking out Donald Trump, stepping on his face.
Yeah, I saw that with the red and blue wrapped around him and stuff. Listen, they know they're not going to beat him. That's the problem. Well, and like at this point, they've tried everything. They're not going to do it. They're not going to get the votes. I mean, there was an article that came out not too long ago that was claiming that if, you know, which we might have talked about already, but if the turnout is just a little above average, he could get massive amounts of electoral.
Well, yeah,
if it's average, they said he could actually get 400 electoral votes.
Yeah, that's what Tim Pool was saying the other day.
Tim Pool had the article about it. And like the truth is that's what I believe in my heart. That sounds cheesy, but I actually, like, I'm looking at these rallies. I'm looking at this shit that's going on, and I'm sorry, but you can't have 20 something thousand people in Dallas. You can't have 30,000 people. They actually had 54,000 people that they did. I don't know if you saw the stats. Somebody actually did a stat sheet from the data they pulled from the rally.
Okay.
It was something, I don't, I'm just going to throw numbers out, but it was something like 54,000 total people. 11% of them were Latino voters. 20% roughly were, had not voted in the past four elections. That's big.
Yeah.
That's telling you, A, Latinos are coming out. I think it might have been more than 11, but either way. Latinos were showing up. People that haven't voted were showing up.
Yeah.
And that's your your middle of the ground people. Those are the people you want. And those are the people that the left have all but forgotten about at this point.
Yeah.
I think it could be huge.
Yeah.
I think it could be huge. And Texas is not in play. I've heard them say that Texas is in play for being blue. It's not going to happen. It's not going to fucking happen. Biden had a rally in Texas.
Yeah.
I think there was 150 people there, man. It's fucking garbage.
So, yeah, I just watched a video on the difference between a Trump rally and a Beto O'Rourke.
Beto O'Rourke?
Yeah.
What's his real name? Call him by his real name.
Robert Francis.
Robert Francis. Just keep it at that.
Yeah. So, dude, those rallies.
Well, he had a counter rally. Beto had a counter rally to Trump's Dallas rally.
Mm.
And somebody posted the picture, and there was five people standing there. Waiting because they had a meet, like a get together.
Did they post it at the end of the rally though?
Because no, it wasn't. They posted. No, this was like it could have been early, is what I would guess. Not later. It was definitely early.
Okay.
So they could have been early, but there was like a protest, a Beto counter protest, and the picture that they showed, there was 5 or 10 people with signs.
Sad, dude.
And they're just standing there, like with their signs, you know, like resting on the. So clearly, it was before it had started.
Yeah.
But if I was in that crowd, I'd be like, oh boy, this isn't good. You know,
they're like, so you paid me for how many hours do I have to stand here?
Yeah. Soros told me I was going to get paid for 10 hours. No.
All right. So what's the time limit?
No, it's the truth is no matter how you cut it, no single person has the enthusiasm that Trump has. None of them. And you could say Tulsi Gabbard, which we can start talking a little bit about her. But
yeah,
you could say that she's not even favored at all. I mean, she's low percentage of getting the presidency, I mean, or even getting the nomination, but she at least has some excitement. I'm not saying I like her, but she at least has like some real to her.
Well, she has some real backing, but she's not enthusiastic. She's very dull.
She's
too calm. I know that that's what she's trying to come off as, like the calm, collected one.
And
but it's not gonna move it.
No, and you also you cannot forget that she is no different than the others because
her policies are.
I kind of was talking about her. She's
universal basic income,
Medicare for all.
Yeah,
she's $15 an hour minimum wage. She's also for unlimited abortion. We can go on and on and on.
Yeah,
she's not a fucking good candidate. I can cheer her. I think you can, or anybody can. We can all cheer her because we collectively hate Hillary Clinton. Well, when they're going at war, we can easily say like, yeah, Tulsi, fuck yeah. Good for you, but you still suck.
And she is anti-war, which is like, that's her whole thing that she's running.
Okay, that's great. But there are a time and a place where it's going to be needed. Okay. And so my point is like this whole thing with Syria right now, I'm on the fence. I really am. Cause part of me is like on Lindsey Graham's side where I'm like, we shouldn't necessarily listen. It's not anybody's fault that Bush decided to do all this crap or that Obama decided to go into Syria. It's done. They did it.
Yeah.
Trump is left to clean the mess up. But just because we don't like it, we're already there. We still have to have some. We can't just bounce and because it's going to vacuum.
I think that they need to explain what they're doing better, like their strategy a little bit better. But I don't know if they can. And that's what sucks.
I don't think they can.
Because the troops now are going into Iraq. There's some troops that are being positioned into Iraq. And so,
ask the troops, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember who it was.
Go to the source.
But there was an ex-military Marine that was on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was. I wish I could because it would make it more worthwhile. He's pretty popular.
Yeah.
But he was talking about this, and he's like, listen, Americans need to quit having this pity for Marines and military folks. Like, he's like, I joined because this is what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And if I'm not over there, I'm not all that happy because I want to be over there. I want to be like helping. I want to be doing shit, you know, helping protect.
Yeah.
So listen, when you say like, we need to bring our troops home, I will guarantee you that 90% don't give a shit that you want to bring them home. I think they want to be there because it's a voluntary system. We have one of the few where it's just all voluntary. It's not, there's no draft. Okay. If it was a draft, I'd be more on the side of saying, like, hey, these people are forced to be here.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily want to be in the military. That's not the case. These people signed up. Most of these dudes are super patriotic, super badass motherfuckers, right? Yeah. They want to see that stuff. You go watch any documentary of a military, right, in Afghanistan. Yeah. When they're sitting in their bunker and they're just waiting, they're bored out of their mind. They want action, dude. Okay? I'm not saying we want them to die.
Or you're not saying that they want to go just kill people.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying they're there because they want to serve. They want to protect. They want to do their part. Okay? And so all I'm saying is I want them home, too. They should be with their families. I agree. And since really we have nothing to do with this whole thing and we're not going to fix the problem. Okay? The Middle East is a fucking shithole.
Yeah.
It's going to be that way. It's been that way for 1,000 years, and I guarantee you it'll be that way for another 1,000 years. Okay? So the point is we're not fixing anything. So I understand why we need to pull out.
Well, anyway, so Tulsi, though, she got into a little spat with Hillary Clinton.
Hillary started this, though.
She did.
She started it.
What did Hillary say to her?
Basically, she said that she's a Russian agent.
Yeah.
And that she didn't use her name.
So Tim Pool was saying that CNN actually came out and was like, that's BS.
Yeah.
And, Hillary, you're full of BS.
Yeah. She went on to say that she, and she didn't use her name originally, but you knew who it was.
Yeah.
She was saying that, there is a specific quote candidate who they're grooming.
Yeah.
And, she also threw Jill Stein under the bus, which I could give two shits about Jill Stein, yeah. But they threw her under saying she was a Russian. Now, funny thing about Jill Stein is there are a ton of fucking pictures now that I've noticed that is of her. Mm-hmm. With all these Russians at certain events. So maybe she is. I'm not going to say she is or isn't, but Hillary just tends to throw out Russian, you know, that it's like racist, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if she doesn't like you, then you must work for Russia. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it obviously worked for Trump, right?
Yeah, it worked well. Let me tell you.
No, it didn't.
No.
So.
But yeah, I would like you to get, I want to get your opinion on the
well, I think what happened was, because I just read a tweet last night, because I follow Tulsi Gabbard on Twitter, but I also follow everybody else.
Yeah.
And then she was like, Hillary, you know, basically my campaign, there's been a push to smear me in the news and to suppress coverage of my campaign. And I didn't know who was doing it all along, but now I know.
Yep.
It's been you. And she's like, you're the queen of the warmongers and the fucking, you have blood on your hands. And
she's the most corrupt Democrat.
You're the most corrupt. Yeah. And you've ruined the Democratic Party pretty much, right?
Yeah. She put the stain on the party.
Yeah.
Which is true.
But technically, didn't Bill Clinton put the stain on the party?
He put stains on things. I don't know about the
party. He put the stain on the party.
I don't know if it was the party, but it was body parts. Well, I mean, it was... things, you
that's
know.
What I heard. I heard he was the one who originally.
So I'm 100% in agreements with her. I thought what she said was factual, and I thought what she said was a good way to respond. Right?
Yeah, I think it might have been a little too late though for Tulsi because
it's too late.
She's not gonna. Be in the next debate, I don't think.
So I'm curious on where that's gonna go. I don't want to talk about her too much, but she's got this uprising this past week, and I think. It's good for her because she's in the limelight. She's getting, you know, that when Trump was running, he got that free press, man. There's nothing that beats that. If you get free press, that's a good thing. So she's getting that right now. Like you said, I think it's a little too late.
Well, even with CNN, the Project Veritas stuff, they admitted, they're like, we created Trump. We created the monster of Trump.
It's true. And this could have some backlash. Listen, she's not out of it yet. In my honest opinion, I don't think that any Democrat is really in love with any of their party, any of their candidates at this moment.
Yeah.
You can see across the board that it's very spotty on who the actual favorite is.
Dude, it's bad. It is very bad.
And so the good thing about that with Tulsi would be that she's not out of it because I think that they could sway any way they wanted to at this point. It's still early.
She could be like the Bernie.
Could be. Well, could be. But now, see, Bernie's got AOC and all these people endorsing him, which will it help? I don't really think so. But
did you watch any of the Democratic debate?
Absolutely not.
You didn't watch any of it?
I can't. I just can't.
Man, oh, man.
That was the lowest rated debate so far.
It was. You know what had higher ratings than it? NCIS. The crime show.
That's not surprising. That's a pretty popular show.
I guess. But it had like two times the viewing.
Listen,
I mean,
it doesn't look good for the Democrats. That's all I'm going to say. Ratings are down. Their candidates have no meaningful topics to talk about. They are boring.
Joe Biden, I listened to a clip of him.
Yeah.
And he was all over the place. Like, he was like, the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to get rid of this program. Oh, wait, no, I'm going to double the funding for this program. Yeah. And then I'm going to, thirdly, I'm going to, you got coupons in the stock market, and then you got people crossing, and hey.
Yeah, it's bad.
And then
he second guesses everything he talks about.
Yeah.
And the 17th, no. He always says no. No. No, that's not right. Bush.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's a skull of himself. Well, I always say shell, but he's a skull of himself. He looks terrible. Yeah. He looks unhealthy as shit.
Well, and Bernie.
Bernie.
So he had a heart attack. Everybody knows. Well, I think.
Are you going to talk about Booker talking about?
No, but so Bernie actually, I guess, was pretty lively just having a heart attack and getting up there and doing his due. But it's like,
dude, my dad had two stents put in, man, and he was pretty lively.
His voice the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, when you hear someone like, and they have shit in the back of their throat.
Yeah.
And they're talking like this and you kind of just want to.
Yeah.
And it makes you just clear your fucking throat, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just cough it up. Nobody cares.
Oh my God.
Nobody cares.
I don't know if that's part of like the heart attack shit.
Yeah.
Staying in his lungs, but
it's from the breathing tube that he puts in afterwards.
Keep him alive. Yeah.
Yeah. And listen, ultimately, I still am saying this. It looks like Elizabeth Warren is the most likely, in my opinion, to go forward.
Did you hear about her this week? The new thing that came out about how apparently she was like fired for being pregnant. She's just like, you know what? I went to the principal and I told him I was pregnant. And he goes, okay, see you later. I'll get a new one. And then it went like someone looked at the meeting minutes of that year. And in those meeting minutes, which is like a legit, you know, it's admissible to court. Mm-hmm. You can actually use this as a lawful document.
Yeah.
In those meeting minutes, it says, we asked Warren to come back for a second term. She declined because she was pregnant. And then now she's trying to pull this thing like, the principal, who was a man, told me that because I'm a woman, I couldn't be back, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because it falls into her narrative that, you know, women don't make as much as men. They get pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of shit is what it is. It's a bunch of shit. So I hate Elizabeth Warren. I have no problem saying that. I think she's a liar.
Yeah.
In the worst kind of way. She's like your grandma who lies to you. You know what I mean? Like, cause she's like, there's something endearing because she's kind of like this old.
Yeah.
Her hair is just ugly and she just looks like a teacher. But she's a liar. And she's lied about very important things that I think people are glossing over. When you get, you know, go to college based off the fact that you're an Indian. I mean, that's bad, right?
Well, yeah.
This is bad. She had a little African figure above her kitchen. She did. I looked it up again. I'm telling you, somebody just reposted it again.
So I think they might have changed the original picture.
I don't know, man.
Because the first picture that we looked back, like back in August.
That was definitely the watermelon.
It was.
That was the watermelon.
It was.
But and she's just phony. That video should be. The beer. Like, hey, who wants a beer?
Here's my husband, Bob. Bob, you want a beer? He's like,
no.
Yeah. Okay. See ya.
Oh, God. It's like stupid.
It's like, oh, okay. Well, wouldn't you inform Bob that you're going to do some sort of fucking live post? And
like, she's trying to get the 20 somethings to be like, hey, this chick's cool, man. She's drinking a beer. She sucks. She sucks. She like, suck. most 20 year old guys are going to be like, who is this dumbass? Like,
yeah.
It's like the drunk mom. You know, when you have those friends in school and like you got the drunk mom who lets you drink at their house.
Yeah.
She just seemed dumb like that. That's what it is. So anyways, I think Elizabeth Warren is going to be the nominee. That's my opinion. I think Trump's going to eat her alive because she is.
You know who I think is going to be the nominee?
Who?
Hillary.
I don't think she's going to do it.
Bam, bam, bam. I think she's coming back, baby.
I don't think she's going to do it, man.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I honestly don't think so either.
I don't think she can make it. I don't think she could like physically make it.
Yeah, you think she's
I think she's withered.
Okay. Well,
I think she, I just don't think she has the energy.
What she does drink the blood of children though, right?
She hasn't for a while though.
Oh, that's true. Because Epstein's Island is shut down.
She's looking for reserves and she can't find it, man. I just don't think she has it in her. And she didn't before. And I thought she was at that point, at least you could say she was in better shape, you know, like she was a couple years younger. I mean, she, mm-hmm. dude, it's 3 years, man, 4 years.
Yeah.
Like she's 4 years older and she was having all kinds of shitty problems then, dude. Mm-hmm. I just don't see it. And Trump knows her too well at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like doing a rewind and just, okay, I got to do this with Hillary again. No problem. And now he's got Epstein that he can throw in there. He's got more shit on the emails. He's got all kinds of shit. He can talk about the Russian hoax and how it was a bunch of bullshit.
Yep.
That, hey, what did Mueller find? Nothing. So fuck you. There's nothing to say. That's my point is she's got nothing. And she wants to go on TV and be like, I can beat him again.
So
no, it's not going to happen.
No shit, dude. Yeah, not I can beat happen. Him again.
She'd never beat him at all.
No.
And it was rigged. There's fucking illegals voting for her. So fuck
that's true.
Bullshit.
But you know who else is having an election?
Who?
Canada.
Justin Trudeau, blackface boy.
And you know who endorses blackface?
Obama. Yeah.
Isn't that fucking ironic?
There's a picture of Obama. It says Obama finally endorsed his candidate. And I was like, oh, I bet you it's probably freaking Biden, yeah. right? And I click to the next page and I read his thing and it says like talking about, I loved working with Justin Trudeau. He's a great guy. He's a mean, blah, blah. And then the next picture was a picture of Biden like looking out the window.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just picture the song. Like he's so sad.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Because like Obama endorsed a Canadian prime minister before he ever endorsed
it. Listen, Biden. I'm going to tell you it's awfully telling that you've heard nothing from Obama about any of this Biden shit. You've heard zero. There's been no statements, no comments, no anything. And the fact that he hasn't come out and endorsed Biden, even when Biden was the number one candidate, is kind of telling, don't you think?
I do.
I'm just saying that should say something.
Well, and everybody's already talking about it. And well, remember, Biden was like, I don't want to pester him. I don't want to have him come out and do all this stuff again. I mean, he's been there, done that. And you know what? I know he backs me.
Yeah.
But I want to do this on my own. I don't. And it's like bull fucking shit, dude. But I just found
Obama's kind of in hiding, though. I feel like he's kind of been I think Mike Obama's beating the shit out of him.
Mike?
Yeah. Big shoulder Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. They called him the fridge, too. You know, he was a football player.
The fridge, too.
Yeah, man. You see those shoulders? Fuck.
Well, that's true.
God damn it.
But I'm just saying that I didn't find it ironic that Obama is black and he supported Trudeau, who has worn blackface. I just found it ironic that apparently any politician who has done blackface in their past should be admonished, shamed, and rid of.
I have no issue with it. We talked about this. I don't have an issue with it. And I think maybe we talked about this, or maybe it was...
We did. But I mean, it's...
It's just like, it's one of those things that like it happened. Listen. I have a, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to go there. But listen, I know some situations in the 70s and 80s and shit. You know, there's pictures that I've seen at parties and stuff. You know what I mean? People that I know. I'm not going to say who, obviously. But was not uncommon get into full character. Well, if you were dressing up as such and such to paint your, like, all I'm saying is times have changed and we all understand that. But
well, and as we said before, intentions matter. Right?
Intentions matter.
So if you're doing it to intimidate, to coax,
this whole cultural appropriation shit is garbage. I look at it like if I want to dress up like a Mexican, you should take that as a positive. I actually like you enough that I want to look like you for a night, unless I'm being a dick about it. Then that's intention, right?
So someone, I'm friends with a white female. Mm-hmm. She sent me a thumbs up that was a black emoji hand. And I said, what? Why are you using a black emoji hand? And she's like, because, you know, it's just, you know, I just like that one. And I'm like, isn't that a cultural appropriation? You're not black. You shouldn't be doing that. That's not right.
It was a friend of you?
Yeah.
A friend
of yours? I mean, I'm just saying she leans left.
Oh, she leans left.
Yeah. And she was like, eh, whatever. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. Listen,
how far do we want to take this, folks?
Yeah. Turn the, you know, when it turns on you, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
You'll realize how shitty this whole thing
is.
Well,
and how stupid it is. It's stupid, but it already is.
This whole thing is eating on its own, right? I mean, they're basically so deep in the trenches with this, like, who can be what and who can be where, that you're seeing it backfire all over the place because, just like this, what was that? The women's soccer, men's soccer, you know, they sued because they weren't getting paid enough.
Yeah.
That the men's team got more. Well, they ended up finding out that over the course of 10 years that they actually got paid more.
Okay.
And now they're like, well. Yeah.
Why did they get paid more? Because they were selling more tickets, right?
No.
Oh, wait.
The women got paid more than the men. The court came out and said over 10 years, the women made, this is throwing numbers out, the women made $9.8 million.
Oh.
And the men made $9.2 million. And then they threw the case out, and the women then were like, "Well, but we won more games. We should have been paid more." So what I'm saying is they're always moving the goalpost down farther.
Exactly, yeah.
They were claiming that the men got paid more than the women. Mm-hmm. They play the same sport. They got paid more. Come to find out, the women got paid more. Now they're saying, "But we were a more winning team. We should have got." So it's, listen, you could stretch this out for eternity.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's stupid.
Where does the line get drawn?
I don't know, bro.
There's a red line. We gotta draw it.
I don't know, bro.
So anyway, what a week.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Let's talk about this week.
Well, we kind of just did.
We did, but we didn't talk about all of it. Let's talk about Dallas real quick. I want to throw that out there.
There you go.
Dallas rally. Portland.
Portland, Portland, Dallas.
I don't know why I just literally diarrheaed.
Do you
want to
do IG or no?
Yeah. I'm going to. I will. Okay. I will. I'm trying to wait for a meaningful topic. I get you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But Dallas. Yeah. So I was really excited. I posted a thing on Instagram. I made that little doohickey, and it was, you know, are you ready for Dallas? Because they've been talking about it for, you know, most of the week that Dallas is going to be a significant rally for Trump.
Yeah.
They were saying it could be record breaking. So for 3 days before the rally, there's people sleeping on the street lined up for this event. So that's a good telltale sign that people are excited.
Those were actually homeless people, Dave.
Yeah, it could have been.
Dallas is a filthy, filthy city.
I don't know.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I don't think it is. But either way, I know that was a joke. By the
yep.
way. Either way, he had the rally. There was, you know, they broke the record for the stadium in itself, the most ever. That anybody, you know, that amount of people were in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 20-something thousand, and there was additional 30,000 outside.
That's the way they all are.
Yeah, they're all big like that, but this was vastly different, and it was peaceful. Mind you, I'm going to throw that out there. It was a peaceful thing. There was no fights. There was no breaking anything, people hugging. Once again, I saw blacks, Mexicans, young, old,
women,
Asians, men, women. Yeah. I mean, you just name the list down. They were all in one place. They're all loving it. And fucking Trump killed it. He fucking killed it, bro.
Yeah.
He looked good. And people forget that this particular day that he held this rally, Trump had been doing shit all day long. Like, he showed up in Dallas early. He did like two major events. I think Louis Vuitton was open up a factory. Yeah. He did like a Louis Vuitton factory, which he had the greatest fucking. He had one of the greatest one-liners I've heard in a long time, where this
Mr. President, you have very low unemployment rates.
Yes.
We have very high unemployment rates.
She was an Italian lady.
In France.
French. Yeah, that's what it was, a French lady. And she was,
and then he goes,
what's the recipe? She goes, what's the recipe?
Yeah.
He goes, maybe you just don't have as good
maybe
of a president.
Maybe we have a better president than you.
Yeah.
Thug life.
Fucking walks on.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
You're not beating that. That's all I'm going to say. You're not beating that.
Impromptu.
It's impromptu.
He's very good at impromptu.
And he's savage as fuck, dude. He is just savage. And he has no problem throwing you under a bus, dude. And I love it. I fucking love it.
Yeah.
So, yes, his wit, his reaction is quick. And that's and we can see that in the history of him being a politician. Same thing that happened when Hillary was like, well, ain't it a good thing that we don't have him running the...
Yeah,
and he's like, or I'd put you in jail. Like, I mean, it's that quick.
No shit.
He has it's like he's thought about this shit for months, and he's like waiting for the moment that somebody actually asks it. And he's got a book of it. I guarantee he's got a whole book. He's like, man, if they ever say this, I got this line for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So point being is here's the thing. He's 72 or 3 years old. I can't remember the exact... I think 73.
Don't know.
Either way. He spent all day traveling, doing major events, major things, and then went on stage and did an hour and a half, almost an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes of a fucking, not a boring rally, a enthusiastic stand-up comedy rally.
Yeah.
The guy is a machine. The man is a machine.
What do you think about Joe Rogan's theory that he's on some sort of pill?
Maybe.
Like a diet pill or some sort of,
I don't know. Listen, pill or whatever. Let me tell you this. If he was, and I'm not saying he's not.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that people take. We know people that take things that are uppers. You know what I'm saying? Like medically, they have reasons for it. We don't know that that's the case. But if he did, don't you think that somebody would have leaked it by now?
No shit. And he's never drank a day in his life.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, would maybe he the be guy sweaty
is,
more?
Maybe the guy is banging a hot ass woman. He's the president of the United States. He's got good looking kids.
Yeah.
And he's living it up and he's fucking healthy. I mean, he's kind of fat, but he's healthy.
Yeah.
He's energetic. Why can't he just be energetic? Why can't the guy just have a, have you ever seen like an 80-year-old man just running around the block and you're like, what the fuck, man? This guy's old as shit. He's just cruising faster than me.
Yeah.
Some people have it.
They do.
His whole family's energetic.
Yeah. And
that's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, I think it's just straight up genetics.
Well, and we've talked about how he goes to bed at night and he's just like, oh, I'm so right about everything.
Yeah.
You know, Melania. He just like sleeps like a baby because he has no worries.
Yeah.
That's why his hair is not turning gray.
Yeah. You know there's what I mean? There's that meme going around that's like, it's of Obama and Trump together. Do you see it? Whereas
no.
Obama's like, how do you sleep at night? And he's like, with my hot ass wife, baby.
Yeah.
Listen, nothing. You're not going to like take away his character, you know, characteristics. It's not going to happen. Like, you can talk all the shit you want about him. The guy is so supremely confident.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And who gives a shit? He's energetic. I don't care if he pops a pill. I don't get snorting a line. Fucking Scarface it up on the fucking presidential table, dude. I could care less. He's getting the job done.
He snorts
done,
a line
bro.
Off of Melania's ass. Butt crack or something.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I can
with
see
a
that.
Gold straw. It's guaranteed, man. All right. But the point of it is ultimately he is energetic and who knows what the reason is. Okay. I think that he's had a pretty good life. I think he's confident. I think he's wealthy because of, you could say he got $1 million or a couple million dollars in the beginning, but the bottom line is he turned it into billions. So the guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah. And he's charismatic and he's a good salesman. I got to give it to him.
He's a good salesman, but Dallas ended up being a pretty, significant rally, I think, because it showed that Texas was still, in you know, just by the looks, still a red state. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The amount of people that were there, it doesn't matter who's flown in there from California. They still care about their guns. They still care about God. They still care about all that, you know, the other stuff that some people think they're losing. And I don't think that's the case.
So there were some conspiracy theories being thrown out there.
There was, yeah. Because
JFK...
Yeah, and then Biden kind of threw out the 17 for no reason. But then again, that was used a lot.
We got to get him out of there before the 17th. He goes, no.
That's what he does, just no. But the point, I think, yes, that was weird that he said that because 17th very had weird. Nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
But I think people are reading too much. Listen, Biden just says a bunch of weird shit constantly, right?
Yeah.
So like him throwing out some random number just tells me that he's old.
Well, yeah, he does. I mean, you guys need to go listen to that clip. If you guys haven't watched that debate, do not watch the whole thing because it will make you fall asleep and it'll make you want to kill somebody.
Oh, you're talking about the debates?
The Democratic debate. But there is a clip of Joe Biden and it is just, at the end of the clip, you go, what the hell did he just say? You know, like I have no idea what context I'm supposed to get out of that. Like, what's his stance on this? Because the original question was like, something to do about how are you going to lower the taxes for the middle? And he goes, if you want to cut taxes, all you got to do is look at the healthcare system. And then he just goes on this diatribe of numerous topics that have nothing to do with the actual answer. And
Well, somebody posted a video of their debate, the highlights of their debate. And it was all, I mean, it wasn't real highlights. It was all the funny, stupid shit they were doing is what it was.
Okay.
That was in there, Biden's like weird rants, you know, Kamala Harris and her weird shit that she talks about. They're just like, they're talking heads. They're spewing out the same shit. There's no enthusiasm about anything they're talking about.
Okay.
And then Beto's over here being the one, like, as crazy as he could be, like, what's the dumbest shit I could say? I'm going to fucking yell it. You know what I mean? Like, nope, they're going to go door to door and take your guns. Like, I just believe the citizens are,
yeah,
they're going to abide by the law.
Yeah. Like, and someone asked him, like, what are you going to do to actually, if someone's not going to give you their gun, what are you going to do?
Yeah. He couldn't answer it, though. He actually just, if I'm not mistaken, he said, like, well, I supremely believe that the American people will just follow the law. Like, there's a reporter who came after him a little bit about it. She's like, do you understand that, like, criminals are not just going to follow the law?
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. And, yep. And he was like, no, if there's a law, we can't just not write a law because, you know, the guy sucks. He's trying to play to that field. There's not very many people. And this proves the point that, like, most people aren't that crazy left, you know?
Okay.
But he's pandering to them. That's all.
Dude,
it is.
He looks super uncomfortable in his own skin.
Yeah, because somebody's telling him what to say all the time.
And he's twitchy and, like, just...
Yeah. He's a puppet.
Quite frankly, calls him a chicken head because he's bucking his neck around like a...
Yeah, he kind of is. He kind of
you
is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's a puppet, I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
Somebody found him, and he came out and said that he, if he loses this race, that he's going to leave politics permanently. I'm like,
Jesus.
Oh, you were going to be gone anyways, bro.
He's like, going to have to check into a rehab because he looks like a disaster waiting to happen. Dude.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple things with Kamala Harris, too, that she they asked her after the debates, and it was just a small clip it, but they're like, about her being taken seriously. She's like, well, I mean, I'm a top-tier candidate. But, and I'm like... Oh, you are? That's weird because you're polling at like 6% or something like that. Like, not even 6. I think it's like 4, dude. Like,
but I'm going to be in the final debates here, David.
Yeah.
You have to understand.
And somebody just put, like, man, look how humble she is.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know,
dude, that's what I mean, if I have to give Tulsi Gabbard one thing, it's taking out Kamala Harris of the discussion, or not taking her out, but.
Yeah. She sacrificed herself a little bit for that.
I mean, she threw out the Kamala Harris thing, like, oh, yep, you were on this radio program.
That's the best thing she did.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the best thing she did. And if she's not going to go anywhere. Let's be real. She's not going anywhere with
Kamala
it.
Harris.
No. Yeah. No. Tulsi Gabbard. Oh. She's not going. She's not going to be a candidate.
Yeah.
Or not a candidate. She's not going to be the nominee. So, but yeah, that was her golden moment. Like, that was epic, you know?
Yeah.
If you don't like Democrats, that was still an epic, like, takedown because, I mean, Kamala Harris is a skank, dude. I mean, she's kind of boned to get to where she's at, right?
She has boned people to get to where she's at.
Yeah.
But she also has locked up more black people in her jurisdiction than any other judge.
Not just locked them up, but kept them locked up.
Yeah.
I mean, she has intentionally left them locked up.
For weed as well.
Yeah.
And then she admitted to smoking weed on like a radio show.
Yeah. She said that in high school, she smoked some weed and listened to Tupac and Snoop.
Oh, yeah.
Funny that she graduated in 1985 and Snoop and Tupac didn't come out their albums until 91 and 92. Yeah,
no,
so
shit.
She's lying. Okay. Yeah. But even her dad came out and said like that he was no longer endorsing his daughter, which nobody gives a shit if your dad endorses you. No. But it's kind of telling when your dad's like, no, fuck you. Here's the thing, like her dad, because she kept saying about how her family's Jamaican and we know about the weed.
Oh, yeah.
And his dad was like, or her dad was like, hey, like, just because we're Jamaican doesn't mean we're a bunch of potheads. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's fucked. I don't know, man, about her.
Can we pivot here?
Do whatever you want, man.
Have you heard anything about the whistleblower, the Ukraine gate?
Nothing.
Oh, my God. Did you watch any of the Hunter Biden
I watched some highlights.
Interview?
I watched some highlights of it. Yeah, that was it. So fill me in, I guess.
So they threw out the interview hours before the first or that fourth debate.
Okay.
So this was, I mean, and they only do that to kind of suppress it a little bit. So that way people don't have time to sit there and digest it and be like, oh, I gotta watch this. Basically, they didn't want anybody to watch this fucking thing because Hunter Biden, and I listen to a play-by-play, Adam Carolla does a podcast with a lawyer, and the lawyer was just going off on how dumb Hunter Biden's answers were. He's like, if no one has prepped this guy.
No.
He's on his own. He is being dumb as fuck. I mean, he is saying things that are implicating him or...
Yeah.
Are opening the door to further implications as far as...
Yeah, when he's like, Yeah, I probably got the job because my dad was
VP. Someone asked, like, you know, like, how much money did you make? And he's like, yeah, you know, this is not in my, I don't need to come over here and open my kimono to everybody and what I did, what I do, what I might have made.
Yeah, you do. Actually, you do.
Because it's out there. Everybody already knows it.
Yeah.
It's written down and we can see it.
Yeah.
Just say, yeah, I own up to that. I made it. I made this much money, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he could have made it better for himself.
Well, and when he admitted
mm-hmm.
that he wouldn't have gotten a job unless his last name was Biden.
Yep.
And not that everybody doesn't know that already.
Yeah.
It's like you were there for sway, right?
Yep.
You were there that so that way we had some political sway
yep.
over you guys, or we had some sort of negotiation, right? So that came out. But the whistleblower, what happened to the whistleblower, the original whistleblower? Do you remember this? We talked about it.
I don't know, man. We talked a lot about it, a lot of stuff.
Well, so the whistleblower claimed that the Trump phone call was, I mean, and Adam Schiff went on public television and did this is the essence of his own rendition.
Yeah.
And now Adam Schiff is saying, we don't need the whistleblower because we have the original transcript and that's going to do just enough to take down Trump. And it's like, wait a second. Why are you saying that this is the most damning evidence and this whistleblower needs to be protected, needs to be heard?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden we don't need him anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Weird. The whole thing's weird though.
Well,
the whole thing's weird.
So,
I mean, Nancy Pelosi did just come out and say they're not going to do a vote right now.
Yeah. And they're not going to do a freaking vote.
But there's still, Adam Schiff is, he's like having two meetings a day. From what I hear, with different witnesses simultaneously. How is that even possible?
But all they're doing is they're getting it out there. They want it out they want impeachment, 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 or illegal, illegal, illegal. They want to just paint the picture so that way.
They don't want you to forget about it.
I mean, the voter. If you have fake news that is vast, it's going to stick.
Mm-hmm.
And people that aren't paying attention to it and they're not looking at independent reporters.
Yep.
They're going to just see the mainstream media. They're going to see the trends and be like, oh, well, all these different stations are saying that it's this.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, he's guilty and there's got to be something going on. I mean.
Yeah, that's the answer to everything. That was the other thing I was going to say with Kamala Harris. She actually did she was on one of the shitty channels, but they were saying, or she was going off saying Rudy Giuliani needs to be arrested, you know, blah, 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 for crimes that he's committed. And and it was, what's that guy, the gay guy? Anderson Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was like, well, Ms. Harris, what crimes do you know that Giuliani's committed? And she went into full, like,
she goes, yes.
And her eyes roll. I don't know. And she said, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's this whole thing in a nutshell. They don't have anything.
No.
They want to tell you Schiff will tell you all the time that he's like, we got enough. Remember when at Russia? I know for a fact that we have damning evidence. Where is that at, Schiff? You knew, but there was nothing. So you're making it up. And Kamala Harris is doing the same thing. And Nancy Pelosi's teeth are jittering because she's so nervous because there is nothing. And she wants to keep this thing going about listen, it's a huge coup is what it is.
It is.
It's a huge coup.
It's a fucking deep state coup.
Yeah.
And what they're trying to do, though, is just the people that don't pay attention. We need to allow them to get more in focused. I mean, that's what sucks is that
it's not going
to
happen. It's going to be hard.
It is hard.
There's more people paying attention. That's the positive. There are more, but to get everybody, there's some people that just don't give a shit.
They don't.
And they're just going to be brainwashed and they're going to go with that.
Well, and people are going to vote how they're going to vote regardless of what's going on. I mean, there's not much they can do, unfortunately, but
if we could just flip California, that's really I feel like California is the lot. I mean, there's other states that are real blue, but California is the blue, the big blue. You know what I mean? It's worth a lot in the electoral college.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of population there.
Yeah, yeah, there is, but
there's a lot of electoral votes there, right?
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is that in the Ukraine news, remember we talked about CrowdStrike?
Yeah.
We talked about the involvement of the Atlantic Council.
Mm-hmm.
So what I had just heard is that the ex-president, So you had the new incoming president, right?
Yeah.
And this is who Trump called to congratulate.
Yep.
The president before that guy of Ukraine worked with Hunter Biden and the Bidens and the Obamas and all of the, you know, the people that are implicated in this Burisma holding, this corruption, this quid quo or quid quo pro, QQP.
Quid pro quo?
QPP.
Oh, you're okay.
Quid quo pro? Quid
That's
pro?
Back.
Is it quid pro quo?
Yes.
So
I was like, that doesn't sound right at all, but I get
But essentially what I had heard is that there were envoy trucks outside of this guy's or outside this guy's palace where he once had all of his documents. So the Ukrainian government is there trying to get all of this information. And so they're raiding all of these documents and stuff from the ex-president of Ukraine, his office.
Yeah.
And what do you think they're going to find in there, Dave?
Server.
No, I don't know about the server, but they're going to find documentation that implicates the Bidens, possibly the Obamas.
Sure.
And you're going to find that this whole impeachment BS is going to fall hard onto Biden.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. I agree.
Yes.
What's up, Warren?
Come on now.
I'm doing a live feed on Instagram right
All
now.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's... I don't even know where I'm going with this.
Well,
so
with the Ukraine stuff, right?
They made some arrests, though. If I'm not mistaken, they arrested some of the people that were... The Ukrainian thing. They said there was a truckload of evidence that were coming out, but there was also like some people that were arrested, so...
Well, that and like exactly what you were saying is that there's going to be 38 individuals that either get indicted or that I'm. And you know what? I think people are at the point where they're just like, just let me know when people are going to jail.
Yeah. Please.
Just I'll see it. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah. Well, the truth of the matter is we all know we've all been praying for Hillary to go to jail and that didn't happen. And then you got these other situations, you shift and all these guys that are, you want them to go to prison because you feel like they're lying out of their teeth and that there's corruption. Biden, I mean, I don't know if it's corruption or not. I mean, it seems like corruption, but I mean, you have to investigate it. The problem is they're not even allowing us to investigate this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to investigate Trump for 3 years on some bullshit Russian crap, but when you got hard evidence that Hunter is doing some shady shit,
yeah,
you can't touch him. This is wrong. But at this point, I'm with you as far as I'm kind of just going like, okay, I believe in the Great Awakening and I believe that there's things that are coming out, but for some reason or another, it's not transpiring into much yet.
Dude. So, Warren 8989, is he on our live? Yes.
Well, I don't know if he's still on live, but
okay. Well, he sent us a post here. He goes, here you go at Bed Bath & Beyond next to Petco in Longview. And we have, Trump cards, the naughtiest Trump card game ever approved. I don't know what this is, everybody, but if you see this game, go out and buy it. Oh, it's all backwards.
It looks like a blurry mess.
Ah, shite.
Well,
anyway,
that's cool, though. We stay, hey, again.
Thanks, Warren. That's awesome.
Yeah, guys, we really appreciate all the messages that you guys send, because you do send us a lot of really, funny stuff.
Yeah.
Great memes. But you also have some sincere, like, stuff you want us to talk about. And, you know, we try to talk about this as many times as possible. When we hear something that we want to talk about, we try to give shout outs to it. So, oh, hey, Warren gave you the devil horns.
Oh, yes. Rock on, dude.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah. Mantastic Monk has been sending us pictures and stuff. And actually we just talked about this.
Yep. That's
The watermelon.
Picture. Listen,
but that looks like that looks like a newer picture. And I swear to God, there was an old picture that we looked at right when it came out. And it was way more convincing than that one. But
it's almost like they muddied it up a little bit.
And then Floresa Maniego.
Yeah, he's on.
He just sent us something here from Lickety Shits. It's a YouTube video, though, so I don't know if I want to play it. But, oh, wait, no, it's actually just photos here. AM show, General Valley confirms QAnon, Army of the Northern Virginia, the Great Awakening. Where we go one, we go all. It is. Here we go.
America Foundation. The reason I had you on the show, sir, is to talk about.
Do you want to listen to this?
Is it long?
Red October,
it's a minute.
Let's just lay the groundworks here.
Okay.
I want to get right into it.
I don't know if they're going to hear
Operation
it on Instagram.
Operation Red October, could you please explain exactly what it is to everybody listening, sir? Go ahead.
Well, as we look at what's been going on this year in the United States and the attacks on our great president and awaiting the reports and indictments to come out from Attorney General Barr on the deep state operatives, those who were conducting a silent coup to take down President Trump, that we initiated Red October. And Red October really is a military...
And you've also... All right,
okay. So, hey, let's listen to this offline.
Yeah, we can post that.
And then, but hey, what I do want to say, though...
What do you want to say?
Is that 8chan...
Yeah.
The replacement for 8chan, it's 8... I want to say 8kun... Because I don't want to say what people are calling it. It's K-U-N.
Yeah, 8kun.
But I
that's what it is, I
call
think,
it 8kun.
Right? Oh, is that, I don't know. I'm not trying to be...
but that is but up. I think that's freaking up, everybody. So QAnon is coming back. But what is going on with the 8kun is that it's under attack.
Is it? Okay, yeah. It's already under attack?
It's already under attack. And they're saying that there's posts and stuff on it. And I haven't gotten a chance to look at it. But I'm pretty damn excited because I want to see what happens.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's it's kind of weird because the Q thing, if you follow that, if you don't, that's fine. But the Q thing, it's like been quiet, you know, because obviously there's been some issues.
Well, the last post was before the El Paso, the Dayton, all those shootings.
So I'm curious on if when it comes back up and what he's going to say, you know, because whether you follow it or not, who knows? He makes a lot of great points, and there's a lot of things that you can reference back on. So there's something about him.
Something whoever, weird.
It's about fishy. Him or her. I don't know who it is, but.
Maybe it's Mike Obama.
You think so? Michelle's alter ego.
I'm Q.
Yeah.
Queer and
hot. That's what Obama calls my dick,
oh,
Q.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the reference to it. Okay. Yeah. But the. Yeah, dude, I just lost all train of thought because that's nasty.
But the QAnon thing, it might be.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's what's fun about it. It's like.
I mean, Trump just makes so many references. Either he's really a fan of it because, you know, Trump loves like the news and loves watching TV. So he has to know about it. So but he always does. Like, he just makes little hand signals, you know, like. Ooh,
and like his cable at the G7, you know.
Yeah.
That's just freaking weird.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a weird week. It's a weird week.
It is a weird week.
So, I think we'll see where it goes. Trump's just now rolling on his train. Okay, the train is started. The rallies are starting up. He seems to be more active. You're gonna start seeing the Democrats be more active.
Yep.
And this is the sign that the beginning of the election cycle is now beginning. Like really beginning. The Democrats still haven't weeded down the field enough. You know what I'm saying? They still have too many fucking candidates. And so, like, there's no.
Well, I think it's going to be down to 4 or 6 soon.
You think?
I think so.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think by the next Democrat debate, I mean, because they only have like a year, dude. They have about less than a year. I mean, think about a year from today. We're going to be, I mean, what's it's November 6th?
Third?
No, well, I'm just saying, like, when is the actual election day?
Third, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
November 3rd?
Like, November 3rd. Put it in your calendar.
Okay.
Don't forget.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, think about a year from today.
Yeah.
We're going to be in the height of political tension and the height of everything that has been waiting to come loose.
Yep.
Anything that everybody has actually been holding in their pocket and they're going to, they're, you know, waiting to show their hand.
Well, I'm curious. I'm real curious on who do the people actually think? We should take a poll.
Mm.
Most of the people that follow us are conservative or right leaning, however you want to classify yourself. Most of them are, I think, right?
Yeah.
I'd be curious on who do you actually think is going to be the nominee for the Democratic Party?
Mm.
Do you think Bernie's going to have a resurgence?
We can actually, I think, post a poll.
We could post a poll.
But I think it's only two answers.
I'm not that savvy, so I don't even want to try to figure this out. But I mean, let's be real. Biden is still a contender.
Yeah,
he's corrupt as shit, but he's still a contender. Yeah. Elizabeth Warren is like in the corner, just waiting for, you know, she feels like she's going to be the nominee.
Yep.
But now you got Bernie, who, you know, heart attack and all, he's got AOC backing him now, and that in the four, maybe he's got some mojo left in him. I think he's doomed, to be honest with you. I really think he's doomed.
No, yep.
But I'd be curious. I would bet you, if I had to guess, Greg, Elizabeth Warren. That's who I think is going to be the
nominee. That would be my guess as well. That would be my poll answer.
And if she is, yeah, I think Trump's going to just walk on her.
Dude, pick the poison, because the Democratic Party does not have a valid candidate at all. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard is the only one that I
what about Yang?
Could see. Dude, Yang, the universal
free
basic
money.
Yeah, it's like you're paying people to vote for you. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't believe in welfare.
I heard Yang did well in the debates, though. Surprisingly, that's what I heard.
He did. Yeah, a lot of people are saying that he was the winner of that debate. So we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not on the Yang train.
The Yang gang.
The Yang gang. Is that what he calls his?
I think so.
Where's my Yang gang?
You know what? I think he really.
Hey, I'm Asian. I know a lot of doctors.
Dude, he really missed out on the yin yang. He's got to pull out the yin yang twins.
I wonder if he's nominated.
The yin yang twins are going on tour with him.
I'm going to pick my vice president. He's the yin to my yang.
Yes.
Right?
That's what he's going to do. Oh,
God, he will.
The yin
to my
yang.
He's not going to be the nominee.
Well,
we can't afford to give everybody $1,000.
Some were saying that Warren is going to be the nomination.
I think so.
And then Yang might become vice president.
Yeah.
Nominee, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder who the vice is. I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that Andrew Yang would be the vice president.
Really?
Yeah. That's
I missed that completely. Completely brain farted. I don't think I think it's a bad idea. I think it's a real bad idea.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
Do you think Bernie, if he would he put AOC for his vice president?
No. She's too young. I don't think she can run for any of that.
Yeah, maybe she can't. Anyways.
Anyway, I think we're done, dude.
Yeah.
I think we're going to end this.
So next week, we'll have another podcast. Guys, fill us in, man. Let us know. You got anything you want us to talk about? We want to start. Listen, we're trying. Me and Greg are both very much trying to get the certain system that's going to allow us to take phone calls, because we want to talk. We got people on here that constantly call us
comment
on us and give us some like DM messages of cool things.
Yeah.
We want to talk to you in person. I'm sure all you people are awesome. That's my guess.
Yep.
You can't be a patriot and not be awesome. That's just the truth. But anyways, hey, great podcast, Greg.
Yep. I enjoyed it.
It's definitely becoming fall. It's getting rainy outside.
It is. It is chilly, and my balls are shriveling.
I don't know about that. But anyways, good talking, everybody.
All right. Until next week.
Until next week.
We will end this a little bit here. And then we got to raise our glass. Cheers, Dave.
Cheers, Greg.
All right.
See you.
Good night, everybody.
It's just awfully good that Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
My American.